कुमार आचरित प्राज्ञ धर्मान भागवतान इह दुर्लभांग मानसंग जन्म तदपि अध्रुवम अर्थदम। जता ही पुरुषस्येह विष्णु पादोपसर्पणम जदेश सर्वभूतानां प्रिय आत्मेश्वरस्वहि। I am reciting some verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of Vedic literature. It is said, Nigama Kalpataru Golitam Phalamidam. Just like a big tree. What is the essential thing in the big tree? That is the fruit. Suppose a mango tree, big mango tree. But what we want from the mango tree? The mango. And if the mango is ripe, still it is very nice. So it is compared nigama kalpatarur golitam phalam. Nigama means Vedic literature. Veda means knowledge. Betti veda vida gyane, binte vid vicharane. So vidhatu, those who are Sanskrit scholars here, they will understand. Vid means to know, knowledge. So Vedic literature means to receive knowledge, authoritative knowledge, not false knowledge. False knowledge, there is difference between false knowledge and authoritative knowledge. So far we are concerned at the present moment, whatever knowledge we are giving or accepting, they are more or less false knowledge, not authoritative knowledge. Just like we are studying the outer space, so many scientists are studying, but still they cannot give any perfect information of all the planets, although we see, actually we are seeing daily. Take for example, the sun planet. We see every morning the sun is there, but actually we do not know what is the sun planet. There are maybe so many theories, but actually, we do not know what is this sun planet. But we can understand from the Vedic literature, this sun planet is as good as this planet. There are also cities, towns, houses, and population, and it is very big. This information we get from the Vedic knowledge. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Krishna says that imam vivasati yogam pratvan aham abhyam. This knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, I spoke first to the sun god. His name is Vivashan. Vivashan manave prahu. And that Vivashan explained this knowledge to his son, Manu. Manu ikha kave bravit. And Manu also explained the same knowledge to his son, Maharaj Ikhaku, King Ikhaku. He is the forefather of the Kshatriya dynasty in which Lord Ramchandra appeared. So we get this knowledge from the Vedas, perfectly. There are so many things, just like the forms of life. How many forms of life are there? That is stated in the Vedic knowledge. 8,400,000 species. Jalajanam lakhani. In the water, there are 900,000 forms of life. It does not say 1,000,000 or 1,100 or no, exact 900. Jalajanavalakkhani sthavara lakkhavimshati. Sthavara means the living entities which cannot move, just like the trees, plants, they are also living entities. But they cannot move. They are called sthavara. 2,000,000. Now, where is the botanist who can give exact information how many plants and trees are there? But you get full information. Sthavara lakkhavimshati krimayo rudra sankhaka. This is the evolutionary process from aquatic to the plant life, then insect life. Krimayo. Rudra-saṅkaka. Rudra-saṅkaka means 1,100,000. Pakshinām dasalakhakam. The birds after insect. The next evolution is to the bird species. So they are 1,000,000 different species of birds. Pakshinām dasalakhakam. Pasava trinsalakhani. Then beast. Four-legged beast animals. They are 3,000,000. And manushya chaturlokhani, and then we come to the form of the human being. They are also 400,000 species. In this way, altogether there are 8,400,000 species forms of life. Now, modern botanists and medical men, and there are so many people, there are scholars interested to understand biologists. But here we get the correct information from the Vedas. Similarly, not only of this information, all departmental knowledge, namely, this science, geography, then philosophy, religion, sociology, politics, whatever you want, you can learn from the Vedic information. There is perfect information. It is compared with a tree. That tree and the ripened fruit is the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. Nigama kalpataro gulitam phalamidam. Gulitam phalamidam. A fruit, if you take from the tree, if it is not ripened, you can keep in a store and it gets by temperature that ripened fruit and the fruit actually ripened in the tree, there is difference of taste. So this Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam is compared as the ripened fruit. Nigama kalpataru galutam phalam. So we have translated this Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. This is one part here, you can see. In 60 parts, in the Bhāgavatam, there are 18,000 verses. We are trying to place before you in English translation, and gradually in other language also it is being translated in German language, in French language, and Spanish, gradually. Some of our books are being published by Macmillan Company, and they are being distributed, what is the name of that? Rathlesky. So, We are selling our books very nicely, and our whole institution is practically financed by this selling of books. Even in Indian Parliament, we are supposed to be very, very rich community. So in India, there are persons who are very suspicious of this Hare Krishna movement, and they are surprised how we are maintaining more than 100 branches all over the world where we get financial help. So they think that America has got a, what is CID department?
CIA.
CIA department. So they are financing us, America. Just see the foolishness. The CIA department has taken this Sankirtan movement. But these rascals are thinking like that, that it is a branch of the CIA movement. So being suspicious, some of the rascals raised the question in Parliament in India that these communities are fabulously rich. So it is understood that they belong to the CIA department of America. Is it a fact? It was raised in the Parliament and the question was put before the Home Member. So, if they are CIA department, they are pushing on this Hare Krishna movement under the guard, then what is government's information? This is first question. If not, where they are getting so much money spending? In this way, 2-3 questions were raised. Fortunately, the Home Member was aware of our movement and he replied that they do not belong to the CIA department. We do not have any such information and there is no need of any action. And so far, their finance is concerned. We understand that they are selling their literatures and public contribution. That is the fact, actually. We are selling our book about $3,000 daily. And that is giving us our financial help. We have more than means of income. Although we have got expenditure, not less than $100,000 per month throughout the whole world. So anyway, it is our attempt to give you the ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge. This is our attempt. This Krishna consciousness movement is just distributing the ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge. So Vedic knowledge, the ultimate goal of Vedic knowledge is to know God. Not only Vedic, any scripture, any book of knowledge. The ultimate goal of knowledge is to know God. If you do not, because this human form of life is meant for that purpose. That is explained here by Prahlad Maharaj, Kumaram acharit prajna dharmana bhagavatani ha. This Prahlad Maharaj, he was a small boy, 5 years old. Somehow or other, he was enlightened in Krishna consciousness. And at the age of 5 years old, he was going to school and he was trying to preach this Krishna consciousness movement in the school. I am especially reading these verses because it is university school for teaching to the student. So, Prahlad Maharaj said that this teaching or this learning of Krishna consciousness should begin from very childhood. Kaumaram. Kaumaram means the age between 10 years and 15 years. That is called Kaumaram. Kaumanam acharet prajna. Prajna means one is intelligent. So from just one child is 10 years old, from the age of 10 years up to the 15 years, this period must be used especially for understanding Bhagavata Dharma, to understanding what is God. That is Bhagavata Dharma. Dharma means, it is translated into English as religion. And religion means a kind of faith. But so far, the Sanskrit word dharma is there. It does not mean a kind of faith. It is a fact. It is a fact. Faith, you can believe for some time and again you can reject. That is faith. But what is fact, that cannot be changed. Just like water. Water is liquid. This is a fact. It is not a kind of faith. It is a fact. You cannot make water solid. As soon as you talk of water, you have got immediate knowledge that it is a liquid thing. Similarly, if you take stone, the quality of stone, it is hard. It is not liquid. If somebody says, I have brought some liquid stone, is it possible? No, what is this nonsense? So, dharma means that quality which cannot be changed. As soon as you take water, it must be liquid. You can say that water sometimes becomes ice, very hard. But that is not the unnatural, natural state. Ice is there, but it is trying to come to the natural state to become again liquid. Again liquid. Because liquidity is the natural state of water. It cannot be changed. Similarly, dharma means the exact word Sanskrit. Those who are Sanskrit scholars here, they will understand. Dharma means you cannot change. That is not possible. In any circumstances, you cannot change. So, here it is said, Kaumanam acharet prajna dharma. Dharmana bhagavata. So, dharma, which is generally translated into English, that is one for everyone. It is not that we are Hindus, somebody as Christians, somebody as Buddhists, we have got different faith, we have got different faith. What is depending on faith, that is not dharma, that is not religion. The quality which you cannot change, that is religion. Therefore, the definition of dharma is given in the Vedic literature. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma means the course or the law which is given by God. This is the simple definition of dharma. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Just like law. What is that law? Law means the course or the order given by the state. That is law. You cannot manufacture law at home. That I have manufactured something. So at the present moment, the so-called religion is going on in the name that it is religion, but it is manufactured by some concoction. And it is being supported by persons that you can manufacture your own religion. No, that you cannot. You cannot manufacture your own religion. Religion means the course given by God. Just like law means the order given by the state. Just as the law is, keep to the right. That is given. The order is given by the state. You cannot say that now I have made a law, keep to the left. That is not possible. Nobody will be pleased or nobody will accept that. So dharma you cannot change. Prahlad Maharaj says, the kumaram acharit prajna dharman bhagavatani. My dear friends, from the beginning of your kumara age, as soon as you are on the age of 10 years, of course you are preaching when you are 5 years old. Actually education begins, that is the Indian system, from 5 years. Up to 5 years, the children are not bothered with any kind of education. They play and become free. But as soon as he's 5 years old, he's sent to the school. And actual education begins from 10th year. So Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear friends, that you try to be educated in religion, especially in the Bhagavad religion. Bhagavad religion means the science of God, to understand what is God. So why it is so urgent? That is replied here. Durlabhang manusang janma. This human form of life is very rarely obtained. As I have explained, that there are 8,400,000 species of life. But unfortunately, there is no proper education. How the living entity, what is that living entity, and how it is transmigrating from one body to another. Tatha dehantara prapti. In the Bhagavad Gita, you'll find dehi nasmin jatha dehi kaumara jovanang jara. Tatha dehantara prapti. Krishna says, the authoritative knowledge, that as the soul, dehi, the proprietor of the body, we do not know whether I am this body or I am the proprietor of this body. That knowledge is also lacking. Big professors, they do not know. I was talking in Moscow, one big professor, Professor Katov. He said, Swamiji, after this body is finished, everything is finished. This is their knowledge. Blunt knowledge. No, it is not finished. We get from the Vedic literature, na hannate hannamane sarire nita shasatvoyam na jayate na mriyate vakadachi. The soul is eternal. Soul is eternal and soul does not take birth. The body, we get a new body, that is called birth. And when this body is annihilated, that is called death. So birth and death is in reference with the body, not with the soul. I don't think in any university throughout the whole world there is such educational department where this science is handled, the soul. Whether I am this body or I am not this body. I am not this body. That is the fact. The example is given. What is that? Dehina asmin dehe. In this body, there is the proprietor, the soul. Dehina asmin jatha dehe. Within this body, there is proprietor. And he is changing body. Just like the same soul. In a childhood body, in a boyhood body, in a youthhood body, then again, in a body like me, an old body. So all the previous bodies, they are now finished. Although I know I am soul, I know that I possessed a childhood body, I possessed a boyhood body, I possessed a youthhood body, but those bodies are not existing. They are finished. But I am existing. I know. Therefore, this is very simple formula, Krishna gave. Dehinasmin jatha dehe kumaram jovanam jara. This body is changing, but the soul is eternal. Nitya shasvatayam purana. Although it is very, very old. Because soul is the part and parcel of God. As God is existing eternally, Similarly, the soul is also existing eternally. This is a great science. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is requesting, my dear friends, you try to learn this science, Dharman Bhagavatam, from this very childhood life. Because this human form of life, he says, that Dullabhang Manusang Janma. Manusang Janma. This form of body we have got by evolutionary process. It is a chance given by the nature to understand what is God. This is the main business of this body. Not that economic development. That is not the business of human body. Sense gratification. Sense gratification is there in the animals. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nayang deha deho bhajang niloke kastan kaman arhati vir bhujangaji. The human form of life is not meant for to live like the dogs and the hogs. They are busy always for maintaining the body. They are busy. They have no other business. They cannot understand. If I bring some dog in this meeting and try to make him understand, please note that you are not this body. It is not possible for them to understand. But a human being, he may be educated like dogs and hogs, but if he is given reasonably, as Krishna is giving, that the soul is the proprietor of this body and he is, as he is changing in this body, he is a child. Child means he has got a child's body. Baby means he has got a baby's body. Young man means he has got a youth's body. So this body has been changed. Similarly, when this body is useless, no more can be used, then he transmigrates to another body. Tathadyantara prati. Now, what kind of body he is going to get? Because I have already explained, there are 8,400,000 different forms of body. So the answer is he can get any of these forms. There is no guarantee that he will again get American body or Englishman body or Swiss body, not like that. That will depend on nature. That is not in your hand. As soon as you change your body, the next change will be offered by nature according to your desire. So in this life, we are creating different types of desires. Therefore, we find different types of bodies. This is nature's work. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. Don't think that you are independent. None of us are independent. We may think independently that there is no God, there is no nature's work, we are everything. That crazy statements may be there, but there is good management beyond our conception. As you see, there is good management in the natures. Exactly in due course of time, the sun is rising, the moon is rising, the seasons are being changed, the water is there in the ocean, it is not transgressing the limit, the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. There is full control of the material nature. And behind this material nature, there is God. Prakriti kriyamana. Prakriti, nature is working. But nature is working under the direction of God. That we get information from this Vedic literature. Maya dhakshena prakriti swati sa characharam hetu nanena jagadvi parivartate. Don't think nature is blind. Nature is matter, material energy. It cannot work independently. Just like machine. Machine, it is made of matter. But if there is no driver, however efficient machine it may be, it is useless, a lump of matter. There must be driver. Similarly, whatever wonderful activities you find within this material nature, that is not being done independently. That is being done under the driver. Just like the big car or the air seat is running very nicely, so long the pilot is there, so long the driver is there. Without pilot, even the arrangement is very nice, good machinery, assembly, but it cannot work. Similarly, this nature, although we find very wonderfully working, but behind this nature, there is the living entity, supreme living entity, God. So, to understand that God, how He is working, what we are, what is our relationship with God, why you are here, why you are transmigrating from one body to another, all these are called Bhagavad Dharma. This is called Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad means in relationship with God. So our, this Krishna consciousness movement, is Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma means we are presenting God. People are searching out whether there is God, God is dead or alive. But we are giving, here is God. Here is His name. Here is His address. Here is His activities. Everything we are giving distinctly, not blindly, but there is philosophy, there is reason, there is logic, and these are all stated in the Srimada Bhagavatam, 60 volumes. So, Prahlad Maharaj says that everyone from the very child, that means from where education begins, this Bhagavad Dharma. Otherwise, we are missing the point. We are missing the opportunity of this human form of life. We are simply living like cats and dogs and dying like cats and dogs. And if we maintain that mentality like cats and dogs, then next time, because we are given the opportunity by nature to utilize our consciousness, to utilize our intelligence, to understand God. But if we do not utilize, if we live like cats and dogs, then next life we have to accept by nature's law the body of cats and dogs. This is Bhagavatam. This is an opportunity. Here is the opportunity to make your choice whether again you are going to be cats and dogs or whether you are going to be elevated to its highest position, back to home, back to Godhead. That is highest perfection. Nati-vidu-sartha-gatengi-viṣṇu. Practically, the so-called civilized man at the present moment, they do not know what is the actual goal of life. The Prahlad Maharaj advising, although he is a child, but he has heard from authority, from Narad Muni, therefore he is instructing his class friend, because his father was a great atheist, Hiranyakashipu. He was very angry when Prahlad Maharaj used to talk of God consciousness. He was very much disturbed. He used to chastise him. What from this nonsense, why has learned this God, God, God? He was very much disturbed. See, he was very afraid of his father at home. But in the school, as soon as the teachers are away, tiffin hour, he would take the opportunity and preach something about God. That is the statement here. So he says, Dullabhangman, my dear friend, this human form of life is very rarely obtained. Dullabhangmanusanga janma tadopi adhrubam. Adhrubam means it will also not stay. Because I have got this human form of body, therefore I live forever. No, I will have to die like the cats and dogs. But because I have got this human form of life, I can understand what is the truth. That is my opportunity. Dullabhanga manusanga janma tadapi Dullabhanga manusanga janma tadapi adhunam. It will not stay. But arthadam, arthadam, you can realize yourself. That is the greatest achievement, if you can realize yourself. Whether you are this body or you are soul, that is called self-realization. And as soon as you realize yourself, there are many statements in the Vedic literature. That is the distinction between a brahmana and a kripana. These two words are used in Vedic literature. Brahmana means in full knowledge. And kripana means who could not utilize the facility of the human form of life. He is called a kripana. Kripana, the exact word meaning is miser. Miser means if you get some hundred thousands of dollars, if you do not utilize it properly, simply see your money, I have got this so much money, and be satisfied, then you are a miser. You could not utilize the money. And brahmana means one who utilizes this opportunity of human form of life to the fullest extent and can understand what is God, what is my relationship with Him, how I have come here, why I am subjected to birth, death, old age and disease. So many things have to be learned. So the human form of life is meant for that purpose, but there is no facility in the educational institution. Many universities, they are maybe, but not very perfectly well situated, but we are trying our bit, this Krishna consciousness movement, to give education about this Bhagavad Dharma. And we are trying to present in so many languages, so we wish that you should cooperate, try to understand this philosophy. We have got books, we have got talks. Anyway, we can convince you about this philosophy of God consciousness. I hope you will take advantage of it. Not only that, it is very easy. It is not very difficult. Just like you see all our students, they come from Europe, America, 4 or 5 years ago. They did not know what is this Bhagavad Dharma, what is this Krishna. Now, you can see the result that all over the world, not only in Europe, but in America, in Australia, in Japan, in Canada, everywhere we have got this type of devotees, and they are understanding what is God, what is our relationship with God. It doesn't matter. God is neither Hindu, Muslim or Christian. God is God. So it is the duty of everyone. It is not that only Christians should understand God and the Hindus should understand nobody. No. Any human being, any living entity in the human form of life must understand. Otherwise he is missing the opportunity. So we have got to say many things about this thing. In short time, we cannot speak so many things. But we invite you to take advantage of this movement, try to understand the science of God and be benefited. Thank you very much. First of all, we have to understand what is dharma. Dharma, as I have already explained, the order given by God. That is dharma. And what is the order of God? God says that you surrender unto me. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji mang namaskuru. God says that you always think of me and manmana bhavamad bhakta, you just become my devotee and Manmanabhavamadjaji, you worship me and you offer your obeisance. These things we are doing. We are thinking of somebody. Because without thinking, we cannot remain. But God says, you think of me. You cannot avoid thinking of somebody. Just like a girl is thinking of his lover, a boy is thinking of his lover. So we must be thinking of somebody. Or in grown-up state, I'm thinking something else, my child, my home. So Krishna says, God says, that you think of me. So you have to change your thinking process. Manmana bhavavan bhakta. And we are already devotee. We are devotee of the country, of the society, of the person, of the president, of the king, so many. God says that you become my devotee. Manmana bhavavan bhakta. Madhyaji, we are worshipping our leader. So God is the supreme leader. Therefore, this question I put to Professor Kotowski, that your philosophy, communist philosophy, and our philosophy, where is the philosophically different? Because you have selected a leader, Lenin, and you are worshipping him. And we have selected a leader, Krishna, we are also worshipping him. So where is the change? How we have advanced? You have selected another leader. That's all. You have to select. So the worship must go on. Either you become communist or not communist. So God says that instead of worshipping so many others, you worship me. So, and manmana bhavamad bhaktu madhyaji mang namaskur, and you offer my respect to me. So, these things, you may accept any type of religion, that doesn't matter. But think of God, worshipping God, offering obeisances to God, that cannot be changed. Either you become Christian or Hindu or Muslim, it does not. These four things cannot be changed. Therefore, the principles of religion, thinking of God, worshipping God, offering obeisance to Him, and to become devotee of God, that cannot be changed. That is real religion. Yes. Actually, there is nothing as materialism. Materialism means forgetfulness of God. That's all. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Bhumi rapa nalo vayu khangamano buddhiri vacha apara prakriti me bhinna shraddha. Materialism means that you are dealing with earth, water, air, fire, or the ether, or mind, intelligence, so far. These are the subject matters of studying materialism. But God says, they are my separated energies. These matters, you have not produced this earth, water, air, fire. That's a fact. That is produced by the energy of God. So, while dealing with material things, if you remember that this material thing is produced by God, then you are perfect. And if you theorize that it has dropped from the sky, then you are material. That is the difference between materialist and spiritualist. A spiritualist knows that where from this earth has come, where from the water has come, where from this fire has come. Then he is spiritualist, God conscious. And one does not know, he is ignorant. Actually, that is the fact. But one who is ignorant of the fact, he is materialist. And one who knows the source of this material element, he is spiritualist. That is the difference. Therefore, the conclusion is, one who does not know God, he is materialist. And one knows God, he is spiritualist.
Anyone else? Question?
All right, have kirtan.
And if there are no more questions, you can all please join us in chanting Hare Krishna. You can see the mantra Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.